Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the show. John Murphy and Steve Tasker here until 3 o'clock. Dennis Pitta, former Ravens tight end, going to join us on the show here in a couple of minutes. In the meantime, we have time for you. Boy, that was a busy 1 o'clock hour, Steve. Right? Can I just recap what we did at 1?
Yeah, go ahead. We had like four guests or something, didn't we?
Thurman Thomas, Hall of Famer. Doug Flutie was sensational. Mitch Morse, really good. And then Tim Kenny from St. Boniface. That'll keep you on your toes, right, doing those four interviews
busy.
Like that?
We were busy. Yeah.
Let's settle down into a more comfortable pace for a couple of old guys, me and Steve.
That's right. We'll just go with a former Baltimore Raven player, Dennis Pitta, tight end, who will come on. He's on part of their broadcast. Slow it down. Take it easy. Because we had to hustle our guests through in the
We did. Thank you very much, Hall of Famer. Now we got Mitch Morse coming
That's
up.
That's right. We got a Heisman Trophy winner coming up.
But we do want to get back to your thoughts on the game, listeners, viewers, the game this Sunday. And look, the Bills are underdogs, home underdogs. We get that. But we're wondering, is there a surprise contributor that you could see from the Buffalo Bills? Here's our Twitter poll question. Who would be the surprise contributor to a Buffalo Bills win over the Ravens? You know that Josh Allen will have to play well. You know the defense in general will have to play well. You're looking for Trey White, who's been a contributor all season long, Devin Singletary, John Brown. But who might surprise you and be a major contributor if the Bills should beat the Ravens? Let's talk about it. Give us a call, 803-0550. Outside Buffalo, toll-free, 1-888-550-2550. Send in a tweet. We're going to get back to the tweet sheet in a moment, and we'd love to hear your voice on the air. The Twitter poll's got more than 1,200 votes in already. Who would be a surprise contributor in a Bills win over the Ravens? 46% of you, that's staying fairly constant, 46% say the tight end Dawson Knox. All right, I'll sign up for that. 21% say other. You got somebody else in mind. 17% say special teamer, return specialist Andre Roberts. And only 16% say safety Micah Hyde. Maybe he's not a surprise. Maybe don't think he'd be a major contributor. I do. Maybe it's not a surprise, but I think Micah Hyde has a big role to play in this game on Sunday. Your thoughts, Steve?
Yeah, and there's ways to conjure up anything you want. We've got people all the way from going Lorenzo Alexander. We got Robert Foster. We got Isaiah McKenzie. I mean, you go down the list. And I think defensively, and I said this earlier in the show, I think it's going to take a team effort to stop the Baltimore Ravens. So if there's no turnovers or no singular play that makes a difference in the game, sack, strip, fumble, return for a touchdown kind of thing, it's going to be 11 guys doing their 1/11th of their job and stopping the Ravens as a group. But if you do get somebody who emerges, I think it's going to come down to making that play that's a turnover or an interception or a pick six or, like I said, a fumble return for a touchdown. It's offensively, it's much easier to say, okay, it's going to be a close game. Can somebody make one spectacular play on Isaiah McKenzie or Robert Foster, or even a Devin Singletary, Josh Allen, obviously. Those guys are a little easier to conjure up a scenario where they snap off a long run or a good throw. But Dawson Knox, not so much. Yeah. You know, it's a little more surprising. So I think it's been fun for us to read some of the tweets about people who are coming up with their own scenarios about who's going to do this for the Buffalo Bills if they can indeed get it done against this group.
Let's take a call on this issue. Keith in Lockport. Go ahead, Keith. You're on the air with us.
Hi, John. Love the show.
Hi.
I'm just calling in. I want to get your opinion on what is the best way that we can stop this high-powered Ravens offense. I mean, obviously, Lamar Jackson, you're going to have a spy on him the entire game. I'm wondering what linebacker or maybe even safety would be fit perfectly for that. I mean, he's got two main weapons he uses. He's got Mark Andrews, a tight end. I mean, what linebacker do you think would be best matching up against him, and you just have Trey White shut down Hollywood Brown the entire game?
I don't know. Do you have to have a spy on Lamar Jackson?
I think you got 11 spies on Lamar Jackson. I think everything starts with him.
I think it's one man's
job
here.
Front eight, front nine guys are all looking at Lamar. I think the difference is, and you heard some of the players in the interviews and the sound bites we've played say it's all about being disciplined and having your eyes correct and looking at the right things. Not every play is there for every defender to make the tackle. And what happens is defenders start to fool themselves into thinking, okay, I'm going to go make this play. Well, by trying to make a play that's not theirs to make, they're vulnerable in the spot they vacated. And that leads to a lot of plays. The Baltimore Ravens offense is predicated on your defense's urgency to make a play. And that means if you overcommit to stop Mark Ingram, Lamar Jackson all of a sudden has the ball, not Mark Ingram, and you're sitting there tackling a guy without the football. I mean, it's pretty simple. I think you need 11 guys to stop the Baltimore Ravens. One spy on Lamar Jackson is not going to do it.
Let's take a call here from Tiffany in Buffalo. Hello, Tiffany.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Call me crazy. I'm a Bills fan. I truly believe that if we play within ourselves as a Buffalo Bills team, as a team unit, because it's going to take a team unit to beat Lamar Jackson by himself, right? But if the team steps up and plays like they're supposed to play, and we know they can't. We've seen them play. We've seen them play in Denver. We've seen them play Miami twice. They changed it up. But if we play within ourselves, I truly believe we can beat the Ravens. I do.
All right, what do you make of that 8-game win streak Baltimore has? That means something, no?
No, absolutely, that means something. But, you know, I don't want this game to be bigger than, you know, bigger than what it is. Yes, it's a big game, but I know the Buffalo Bills will sit back and say, this is just another game. And if they take that mindset, I truly believe that they can do it.
I think you're right about that. And I got a little bit of that from Mitch Morse today, Steve. You know, he talked about, it's a big game. But we got to keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah, we got to do what we do. You can't make it more than it is either, because then you start to overcommit and you start to do crazy things on the field, start to do things that are different than what got you to a 9-3 record. You do things differently. You start thinking about the game differently and you start acting differently and playing differently, and you've got 9 wins. Don't do that. You know, do what you've been doing and do it well. Certainly the game plan will be different for this team, but do this game plan like you've done those other 9 game plans that cause you to win, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what you got to remember. And I think, Tiffany, I think you're right. And let's face it, the Baltimore Ravens will tell you with sincere hearts that, yeah, the Bills could beat this. You know, if the Bills play well, they're a handful. The Ravens aren't coming in here looking like, you know. They know the Bills are good. They can see it for themselves. This is going to be a good football game for the Ravens as well as the Bills, and certainly the Bills could win it if they play well. And the Ravens will be the first people to tell you that. So I think this is a game where the team that plays closest to their best is going to win, and that's what you're always striving for.
Yeah, Ravens are well coached, as are the Bills. Yeah. I mean, I think the world of Greg Roman, we talked about him a lot this week.
Yeah.
What's his name?
John Harbaugh.
John Harbaugh, of course, obviously is a good – he's kind of one of those guys. He was a special teams expert, but he is a real head coach, right? Manages the whole team. And Wink Martindale is a really good defensive coordinator. I think earning a lot more respect this year in particular because of what he's done with that defense.
Yeah, last year was his first year with that defense, and he really did some good things. He actually – think about the history of the Raven defense. I mean, it's gone through a lot. You know, all the way back to Rex Ryan and Marvin Lewis was their defensive coordinator when they were so good with Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and those guys. They had a ton of great years, a lot of great years with that defense. Wink Martindale came in, and he tore it up. He stripped it down, got back to what their base things were, and started to build it slowly again from the ground up to help the young guys get to the point where Ed Reed and Ray Lewis were. And it has worked with flying colors. They have been a dominant defense at times this season, and he's gotten a lot of kudos, and deservedly so. So they're hitting on all cylinders, this Baltimore Ravens team, and you will have to play your best to beat them.
Surprise contributor, who you got for the Bills? David Orchard Park on the line. Hello, Dave. Welcome.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Hey, my surprise player is going to be Ray McLeod for running the scout team quarterback. Late Hauschka field goal. What do you think, guys?
I can see it.
You think Ray Ray's active on the field Sunday? You count for him to make a contribution Sunday?
I think he's saying
Sunday?
Surprise contributor as his
scout
for
practice.
What he's done this week.
For what he's done the week, yeah. Is that right, Dave?
I believe so, right?
Yeah, yeah. We used to do it. We used to give guys game balls for the looks they gave us during the week. No
really?
Question about it. Yeah. It helps. It really helps. A guy who really sells out and tries to do his best and tries to beat you in practice every day makes you better. And guys appreciate that. And coaches do too. And we have given game balls. We gave Mark Pike a game ball for imitating Carl Mecklenburg for a week. You know, the old Denver linebacker,
sure, yeah,
who was kind of a hybrid guy.
Yep.
And they gave Piker a game ball for it. So it does happen, and that's an astute observation by Dave. I got to tip my hat to you. Most people don't realize the contribution those guys can make. And Hauschka late field goal, I'll take it.
Take it. Thanks. One more call here in this segment. Sean in Moravia. Hello, Sean.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Good.
Tell me where Moravia is.
Moravia is south of Syracuse, New York, by about 30 minutes.
Oh, okay. Were you near Cortland or?
Yes, sir. I'm about 10 minutes out of Cortland. Yes, sir.
You know where Cortland is?
Yeah.
Okay. Go
Absolutely.
Ahead, Sean.
Well, I think the big contributor for the Buffalo Bills win over the Baltimore Ravens is going to be Singletary. He is a beast, and I think he's awesome. And I think he's getting better week by week, and I think he's going to be a big contributor. And I'd also like to say congratulations to the best special teams player ever to play, Steve Tasker, for the Hall of Fame nominee. Thank you very much. You're awesome.
You bet. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
I thought he was going to say Mark Pike for a minute.
Yeah, you just mentioned.
Right.
You don't like this, but I do – there's a buzz building about your Hall of Fame candidacy. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, between the two of us.
Well,
right,
right here.
Yeah.
I mean. No, I think there is. I think there is. I'm sorry. I think there is. Devin Singletary has a major role to play. I don't know if it'd surprise anybody, but he has a major role to play this week. And I do think, based on what I saw in a couple of games, including the Niners, the Ravens, if you're going to run against them, they're sixth-ranked rushing defense in the league. Run it outside. You know, go outside. I think that's the way to go.
Yeah, and the coach, the key to this is the coaching staff, the scouting staff, the analytics staff have scoured all the film that you can get on the Baltimore Ravens, on Lamar Jackson, what they've done, all the things they're doing defensively and offensively, and you've got to kind of stack your guys, what you've done, and what you see them doing against other players that you know or have played against, and how they stack up against those players, and you kind of project your own talent level and your own roster onto those guys. And you got to pick your spots. And it comes down to the players on the field doing exactly what they're told when they're told to do it, and the coaching staff going after the weaknesses of the Baltimore defense and attacking and accepting the attack of the Baltimore offense and kind of hemming it in and being ready for it and forcing them to do things they're uncomfortable doing as a defense. So it comes down to execution. These are two really good football teams, and that's why this game is so, so fun to talk about. You got the MVP so far in the league who has – there's been other guys in the conversation, right? I mean, we've
yeah,
seen
Russell
some
Wilson
of the – right,
remains in the
right. But other guys have fallen away. And now, you know, Lamar Jackson's standing there kind of by himself at the moment. Certainly Russell Wilson will be in the conversation. There'll be some other guys but right now I can't think of off the top of my head who it was. Maybe Christian McCaffrey was in the conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's not there anymore.
That's not happening.
it's crazy, but
yeah.
It's fun to think about this game and getting a shot at right now, they're the top team in the NFL.
Yeah.
They just beat the best team in the NFC. And you're going to get your shot at him. It's kind of fun to see.
We're going to talk more about this game, talk more about the Ravens in the next segment here of the show. Dennis Pitta is going to join us. He played 7 years with the Ravens as a tight end, now the radio color analyst for the Baltimore Ravens Radio Network. That's coming up next. Come on back. One Bills Live, presented by Kalata Health. Live from the Seneca Studio, Seneca Resorts and Casino. Nothing comes close.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. One Bills Live. John Murphy, Steve Tasker in our Seneca studio in Orchard Park. Bills and Ravens, 1 o'clock Sunday here in Orchard Park. We're going to get more on the Ravens, so we went to an expert, former Ravens tight end for 7 years, played with the Ravens Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl 47, and now does a lot of radio work for the Baltimore Ravens. Happy to have Dennis Pitta on the line with us. Hello, Dennis. John Murphy, Steve Tasker up here in Buffalo. We were just talking. Somebody mentioned, boy, the Ravens have a great history of good tight ends. Todd Heap, yourself, Shannon Sharp played there, and my partner Steve here basically indicated that's because Ozzie Newsome put all those teams together, right?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you have a Hall of Fame tight end as your GM, they know the importance of the position. And Ozzie is a guy who knows the position well and has always drafted the position well, I think. And listen, a couple years ago, they drafted both Mark Andrews and Hayden Hurst in the first and third rounds. And when I was drafted, we drafted another tight end just a round ahead of me, Ed Dixon and myself. And so he likes to get tight ends in bunches. And they have another couple good ones there right now.
Yeah, they must be coming in handy because you got to put your big boy pads on when you're running in this offense. Explain the role of these tight ends in this offense and how they may be different from everybody else.
Well, the tight ends have a big role in this offense, and really there's three of them that they play a lot. The two I mentioned, and then maybe the most valuable out of all of them is Nick Boyle, and he's kind of the unsung hero of this offense because he's a guy who can do so much for them. He moves around a lot. He's an excellent blocker at the line of scrimmage. And an underrated pass catcher, in my opinion, as well. And so he's a guy who gets the most snaps out of those three. But you'll see at times two of them are on the field, even three of them are on the field altogether. And they do a variety of different roles. They're involved in a lot of the misdirection, going back and cutting off blocks on the backside, leading the front side on runs, and doing so many different things that gives defenses fits. And so anytime an offense can employ those kind of tight ends, it's trouble for a defense because the defensive coordinator has to sit and think, well, am I going to put my base personnel with a few extra linebackers on the field to combat their heavy personnel, or am I going to put more of a sub package on the field with more DBs to try and cover when they spread out and throw the ball a little bit more? So it gives defensive coordinators fits for sure.
Right. Yes, I was mentioning to my partner here, Steve, the other day that, those guys catch passes, 101 catches between among the three of them. But what really I think is most impressive is the way they all block. And especially, you know, the guy that you mentioned, Nick Boyle, is a really good blocker, and they're an important part of the number one rushing attack in the NFL, huh?
Yeah, they have to be able to be good blockers in that offense because, listen, this is the number one rushing attack in the NFL, and it's not really close. I think the next closest team is 50 or 60 yards per game behind them. And so this is a team averaging over 207 yards per game, and the tight ends are a large part of that. And they have to be able to block at the line of scrimmage. They have to be able to move and pull and do all kinds of different things within this run scheme. They're asked to do a lot, and not to mention be able to get downfield and create mismatches down the field against linebackers and safeties. And so they're asked to do a lot. It's a really fun offense to be a part of as a tight end. I wish I was still playing and able to get some of the looks in the passing game that they get.
Yeah, it's interesting to think about because so many times fans think about creative offensive coordinators as being the guys with the triple reverse pass. This running game of the Ravens is really creative as well, the way they use their tight ends, the way they use motions and shifts and misdirection, plus good old-fashioned muscle. They do a lot of things in their running game that nobody else is really equipped to do.
Yeah, and it's a lot of misdirection, like you mentioned, a lot of the zone read, RPO type stuff, a lot of those college concepts that they've really brought into their system. And listen, you know, you can talk all you want about Lamar Jackson and the value that he adds to that offense. And shoot, I mean, he's having an MVP caliber season, without doubt. But really, it's the fact that they're not afraid to let him run the ball as much as he wants, and they're going to play to his strengths. They're going to utilize him in and allow him to be Lamar Jackson. And if that means he's got to run the ball 20 times a game, or if he can throw the ball a little bit more than run in a game, they're going to do whatever they have to do to win the game. And they don't fear, you know, so much. You see so much around the league, people being paralyzed by the fact, oh, we don't want to get our quarterback hurt. We don't want to run him so much because, you know, we don't know how long he'll last in a season or throughout his career. But listen, nothing's guaranteed in this league. Nothing's guaranteed beyond this game. And so you go into the game, you try to win it, and whatever happens, happens.
With Dennis Pitta, who played tight end for the Ravens, now part of their radio team there. And you bring up an interesting point about this Ravens team. Was there like a revelation at some point in the offseason, maybe, or maybe even back to last year, Lamar Jackson starts the final seven games. Somebody there had to come to the realization, like, this is our guy. We're moving on from Flacco. This is our guy. And maybe more importantly, we have to tailor an offense around him. Did that happen last year, this offseason, even maybe into this year?
Well, I think what you saw last year is about midway through the season, Joe Flacco went down with an injury, and in steps Lamar Jackson. And they went on quite a run with Lamar Jackson, made the postseason, and he played really well. Now, he largely relied on his legs and his ability to run the football last year and wasn't quite as good of a passer. Had accuracy issues at times. But what's made Lamar so difficult to defend this year as opposed to last year is his ability to now throw the football, not only from the pocket, but on the run and all those different things. It'd be so accurate with his passing that he just didn't have last year. He took a giant leap forward in his ability to throw the football from last year to this year. And that's what's launched him into an MVP caliber player. But, I mean, this is the type of offense, like we mentioned, they're going to tailor all that they do to his strengths. They're not going to try and make him anything that he isn't. And you look at a lot of these running quarterbacks that have come into the NFL. I mean, even Michael Vick is an example of this. I think you can look at Cam Newton, guys like that. They have allowed them to run the ball to an extent, but largely have tried to fit them into a system to be a pocket passer, because you always think longevity in the NFL at the quarterback position is you have to be a pocket passer. The Ravens are kind of going against the grain with their thinking, and they're just saying, listen, we're going to allow him to be Lamar. And however far that takes us, wherever that takes us, that's how we're going to ride, and it's certainly paying off for them right now.
And, Dennis, this is an issue Steve and I talked about in the beginning of our show back around noon today. Is that model sustainable over the long haul? Certainly it's working now. He's the MVP, the likely MVP in the league, and they've won eight in a row. But is that model, to use your quarterback like that, sustainable long term?
Well, that's always the great question, right? Is it sustainable? I mean, is playing running back in the NFL sustainable? Is playing any position in the NFL sustainable? Injuries can happen at any point. And certainly an injury to your MVP quarterback hurts a lot more than maybe a running back or another position going down. But again, I just don't know that there's anything that's truly sustainable outside of maybe the Patriots dynasty and Tom Brady in the NFL. I mean, everything is fairly short-lived. And so the Ravens have pushed their chips to the middle of the table, so to speak, and they're going all in on Lamar, and they know in order for him to realize his potential and be the player that they need him to be, that he wants to be, they have to allow him to do what he wants to do on the field. And if that's run the ball and scramble and do all that he's done this year, that's just kind of the cost of doing business. And if at some point that results in an injury where he can't keep playing or is out a couple games or whatever may happen, they're just going to have to live with that. But for right now, things are rolling.
Yeah.
Is it sustainable long-term? Who knows? I just don't think we have the answer to those questions. It's less likely that it's sustainable the more you run as a quarterback and the more you take hits at any position. But right now, it's working for the Ravens, and they're on the fast track to a great postseason run here.
Yeah, and certainly they've played enough good teams to know that this will work against good defenses. Last week they played the 49ers. It was a really great game. And aside from the conditions, I know it was a driving rainstorm, what did the Niners have that allowed them to maybe slow down this Ravens running attack and them scoring so many points as they had been the last month?
Well, I think the big catalyst in that game was the rain and the weather, because it's so difficult to push the ball downfield or throw the ball really at all. I mean, it rained nearly that entire game, and it was a hard rain. And so that really limits what you can do offensively. And the 49ers are arguably a top two defense in the NFL. And anytime you go against that caliber of a defense, it's going to be difficult to move the ball, period. But the Ravens still did everything they wanted to do in that game. They were effective on the ground. They threw it when they needed to, got converted big third downs when they had to through the air, and ultimately came out with the win. But this Ravens team is battle-tested. I mean, they went to Seattle and beat Seattle just a few weeks ago. And then in a three-game stretch here, they're playing arguably the three best defenses in the NFL, and that will culminate this week with the Buffalo Bills. They played the Patriots a couple weeks ago, and then they got the 49ers last week, and now they'll play the Buffalo Bills. And they've certainly outperformed those teams through that stretch, and it'll be interesting to see how they do against Buffalo in Buffalo this week.
With Dennis Pitta, former Ravens tight end, who's part of their radio coverage on the radio broadcast. We haven't talked at all yet about the Baltimore defense, which is very highly ranked. What should Bills fans know? Who should they look for on the Baltimore defense, Dennis?
Well, I think when you talk about the Baltimore defense, they got off to a slow start because they were really bottom third in the NFL through the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season, and then they couldn't really find a pass rush. They were struggling to cover in the back end, giving up big plays. And that was just not typical of what we're used to seeing through in a Ravens defense. But they made a couple changes. They brought in Marcus Peters. Jimmy Smith got healthy, and they really secured not only their starting group, but the depth at that cornerback position. And this group has really risen to a whole new level in the last really half of the season. I mean, they're playing like a top five defense now. They're getting after the pass, or they're covering people, and they are like the Ravens defense we're accustomed to seeing. And so, the Bills offense is going to have a tall order being able to move the ball against these guys, because they're hot right now and they're playing with a ton of confidence and playing at a high level.
Well, one of the things we noticed from, 1,000 miles away here in Buffalo watching Baltimore is they got a guy, Pat Ricard, who's a 300-pounder, who's playing on both sides of the ball. How fun has that story been, and how effective has he been on both sides of the ball? He's the only player in the NFL who's gotten 25 snaps on defense as a defensive tackle, and then also 25 snaps at least on offense as a fullback.
Yeah, he's a really unique player because he came, and I remember when he first came to the Ravens, he was a defensive tackle. He probably never thought of even playing fullback. And for whatever reason, there was a need at the fullback position a couple years ago, and they threw him in a couple goal line packages, and he just seemed to have a real natural feel for that position and a knack for being able to block as a lead blocker and even slip out into the flat and catch passes. And so he's kind of developed into a really two-way guy. And he's still a guy they'll use every now and then on defensive line, but he's really grown into his own as a fullback. And he's a physical guy. He's obviously huge in stature, but he's got soft hands that can catch the ball and is tough to bring down when he's out in space. But they just extended him for a couple of years. They obviously think very highly of him. And he's a big part of what they do. He plays a lot on offense, and they use a lot of tight ends and fullbacks, like we mentioned, in their offensive schemes, and bring those guys around formations and do all kinds of different things to create deception within their run game.
Dennis, last thing I have for you, and you know, eight straight wins, and as you mentioned, great wins at Pittsburgh, at Seattle, at the Rams, San Francisco, New England. I mean, Houston. When do they take a break? Maybe I'm sound desperate here, but is this a game maybe where a possible letdown for a Baltimore team that's been on a 2-month roll? They haven't lost since last week of September.
Yeah, I mean, I think we talk about this every week on the radio out in Baltimore, that at some point you feel like they're going to come back down to earth and have a trap game here or there and have some kind of a letdown, because that's just the nature of the beast in the NFL. You have a lot of highs and you have a lot of lows. I mean, I can remember the year we won the Super Bowl in 2012, we played in Houston on a Monday night, and I think we were 7-2 and a pretty good team at that point, and we got ran out of the stadium. I think we lost by 30 points, and some nights you just don't have it, but this Ravens team, for whatever reason, over the last 8 weeks has had it each and every week, and they have been dominating opponents for the most part, each and every week, and beating good teams at that. I mean, you talk about arguably, you know, top five NFL teams with the Patriots and the 49ers and the Seahawks, and quality opponents that are great wins, and they're just rolling right through this. And so I don't anticipate any kind of a letup. I think, you know, we've anticipated for a long time, but it hasn't come. And the nature in which they play, I think when anytime you it's a run first team and you can dominate the line of scrimmage and you can stop the run defensively, that's a formula for winning each and every week, whether you know you're on your game or not.
Yeah, I'm just grasping at straws here, Dennis. I'm just looking for anything. Thanks for this, Dennis. We appreciate it.
I hear you.
Thanks.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Dennis Pitta, a former Ravens tight end. He won the Super Bowl with them, Super Bowl 47, now part of their radio coverage. Right? I'm just grasping. Give me something to hang my hat on.
There's
right?
not much there. They are really good.
The eight-game streak is amazing.
It is.
They haven't lost since September 29th. I mean, come on, man.
And I said this yesterday. I don't want to go over it again, but in the last – since week seven, they went to Seattle. They scored 30. Then they went to New England and scored 37. Then they were at home against the Cincinnati and scored 49. Then they went to Houston and scored 41. Then they went to Los Angeles and scored 45. They're rolling people, man.
It's got to end, right? Why not here? Good defense here in Buffalo. Why not here?
Why not?
We'll get back to more thoughts on the Bills and the Ravens when we return. Come on back with us. One Bills Live presented by Collada Health from the Seneca Studio at One Bills Drive. This is Buffalo Bills Radio.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, what did we learn from today's show? We learned that we're busy today. We know that. What did we learn from today's show brought to you by, I have it right here, Skyworks, the official and construction equipment rental company of the Buffalo Bills. Sorry about that. Can we start over?
Yeah, okay. No? Let's go back to noon. Yeah. And we'll start go back all to 12 the way noon. Over. We'll have all 72,000 of our guests back on.
Only one, what did we learn? Thurman Thomas joined us today, and he talked about the importance of the Ravens game this Sunday.
This team is getting better and better, man.
Yeah.
This is their biggest test by far.
Yeah, by far.
When you look at who Baltimore has beaten this year, they've beaten the top teams.
Oh, yeah.
They've beaten the top teams.
And rolled some people.
Yeah, and rolled some people.
A lot of people.
And just think, I mean, you get this win at home.
I told Murph we might have to take Monday off.
I think we will have to take Monday off.
It's
but these guys, what I'm telling you, man, these guys are so focused, and I like when I hear when I talk to Jerry and Mike and all these guys, nobody really believes in us, but we believe in ourselves.
Right.
And that's a huge factor in
it's
that
locker
room.
It's a good place to be, though.
It's a huge factor in locker room.
Thurman Thomas talking about Sunday's game. Are the Bills still at the place where nobody really believes in them? I don't know that that's true. Accurate. Do you feel that? We're watching NFL Network Good Morning Football today. The entire show is about the Buffalo Bills.
They're scattered. I think, you know what I think? Because I've been there. I know that they want to get some stuff in about the Bills and in case they're no longer the flavor of the month, right? After they beat the Cowboys on Thanksgiving, they want to use it for all their content, get all the can out of it because they don't believe that they're going to be around very long. They think the Bills are going to go away when they hit this stretch of their schedule with the Ravens, with the Steelers, with the Patriots. They think that's going to do the Bills in. That's what I think.
This is the stretch for sure. Steve, you were talking about taking Monday off. You are not here tomorrow. So we need to – I'll give you mine to a prediction for Sunday's game. Bills in Baltimore. You want me to go first?
I'll go first.
I want to go first. Go no, first. You go first. Go ahead. All right. Bills are going to win, and it's going to be hard, and it's going to be brutal, and it's going to be a heavyweight title fight between two really good defenses, and Buffalo wins at 17-13.
I think 23-20. 23-20, Bills win. Yeah. I think it's a field goal.
It's a defensive
game,
right?
Turnover field goal game, and we'll see. And here's what I think is going to happen, too. I think the Ravens are going to come out just like the Cowboys did, and we've seen some other teams do. They're going to have some early success, and then the Bills will kind of figure it out and maybe turn off that spigot a little bit. That's the way the Bills have operated, and I think that will probably continue. I think they'll play much, much better in the later parts of this game than they will early because, Baltimore's going to hit them, and they're going to have to – they're going to have to get themselves together to get Baltimore off the field early, yeah. I think.
Mitch Moore, he had a lot of good things to say, and if you missed it, you can go back to the website and check it out. And he mentioned this, how, yeah, there have been slow starts, right? Giants game, they marched down the field, their first possession. Cowboys did it last week. This team doesn't panic. You know, they don't panic. They don't – he talked about how calm and cool it was on the sidelines in the Dallas game. Even down 7-0, they kind of gather themselves and play again. They probably – they're likely to have to do that again this week against a very good running attack from the Baltimore Ravens.
You might have to do it more than once.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is a good team, and this is quite the measuring stick this week.
Hey, tomorrow's show, Chris Brown will be our co-host tomorrow. We got a good show coming up for you, a Friday show. That means Lorenzo Alexander joins us at 2 o'clock. Greg Cosell joins us at 1 o'clock. Evan Washburn is going to be on the sidelines for the NFL on CBS. He is scheduled to join us tomorrow as well. And Maddie Glab joins us tomorrow as well. She's got some thoughts on the weekend ahead and what to look for around the NFL. The Bills could clinch, believe it or not, by Sunday around 7:30. Things have to break their way. And most importantly, they have to beat the Baltimore Ravens. We both think that could happen, right?
Yes, we do.
We think it might.
We both predicted it would.
We did. So don't throw that in our face.
It's part of our job, though, I think, right?
I don't pick them every week, but I feel good about where they're at right now.
I pick them every week, even though I only thought they would win 11 games, 11 plus.
11 plus. Yeah. Still on pace for that. All right, thanks, Steve. Have a great weekend. We will see you back here on Friday at noon, tomorrow at noon for our show. Production assistance from George Blass, Jeff Koltnick, Thomas Hollander, Kelly Rude, J.J. Torito, Kevin Cargis, James Roble. Our producer is Jay Harris. Back tomorrow, Chris Brown, co-host tomorrow at 12 noon. One Bills Live, presented by Kaleida Health from the Seneca Studio in Orchard Park. Seneca Resorts and Casino, nothing comes close.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.